Namaste. So today we're doing something a little bit different. Some people even call this hypnosis, all right? Or you can just call it like an inner journey. And we want to connect with our inner child. Why? All of us, right? We have some unresolved emotional baggage stored not only in our mind, but also in our physical body. Even our physical body, right, is a huge storage and accumulation of all of these experiences this human form has made so far, right? Now, if we have unresolved trauma, our nervous system, is always on edge, right? So that means it's hard for us to find inner peace, inner calmness, right? Whatever happened to us when we were little, right? That creates limiting beliefs, right? The beliefs that maybe we're not good enough, right? Or certain things are not available to us, right? So we accumulate all these experiences, right? And these experiences, if we don't work on that, right, they still determine today how we judge certain behavior of other people, how we judge certain life events, the meaning we give, right? And that again creates emotions, right? So if we resolve all the accumulated pain and all the fear and all the judgments and all the, the pain and the fears, right? And the beliefs that, maybe you have the limiting belief that nobody believes me or love is so hard, like relationships are a struggle because that's what you saw when you grew up, right? And this is why we have to work sometimes, on our with our inner child, right? On these accumulated things, right? And beliefs to free space. Okay, to remove this. And when these things are removed, resolved, they cannot pop up anymore. They don't pop up so much anymore in your mind. So they don't create so much movement in your mind. That means it's easier to sit down and meditate, right? Do not worry about it. If you want to know more about that, all right, you can always join my 1 year online group coaching program, The Inner Revolution. And there we dive into all of these things I've touched now, really deeply and profoundly. All right. You will find out everything. Okay. And we really work on these matters we have to resolve. Okay. So for now, I just want you to see this as an experiment, as a new experience. Just be open to it. Have no fear, have no expectations. Right. And just sit down. If you're wearing glasses, take them down. Just sit down, legs crossed or feet on the floor. Just rest your palms. If you want, you do your mudra, chin mudra, or you just open your hands, palms facing upwards, spine straight. And now I want you to look at your third eye, lift your chin up a little bit, and keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open, looking up to that point. Keep your eyes open, look up to that point, look up to that point, and do not blink. Look up to that point. Keep your focus there. Keep your eyes open, look up, look up, look up, look up. Stay there, stay there. Maybe your eyes tear up. That's okay. Maybe they start to flicker. That's okay. Look up, look up, look up. Keep your eyes open, keep your eyes open. Still look up to the third eye. Don't move. Just look up. Have faith, trust. Keep looking up towards the third eye. Keep looking up, but just close your eyelids. Same position, just close your eyelids. Keep your eyes closed now. Relax your neck. Maybe you want to bring your chin a little bit down. And now tap into your power of imagination and imagine yourself as the beautiful adult you are standing on top of a long staircase that is leading down. Imagine yourself standing at a long staircase and look down at the stairs. See all the stairs in front of you that are leading downwards. See your feet. See the stairs and start going down the stairs. Feel your feet on the stairs. Feel your feet. You hear the sound your feet make on the stairs and you go down. Go down the stairs, go down. Go down the stairs. No fear, no expectation, just walk down. Walk down the stairs, walk down the stairs, walk down and down and down, down, walk down. 10 more steps to go. Step onto the 10th. 9, 8 steps. 7, feel your feet, see your feet, look at your feet. Go down 6. Go down 5. One more step, 4. One more step down, 3. One more, 2. Take the last step, 1. And now see, imagine yourself, visualize yourself in your old room, the room you had when you were maybe 4 or 5 years old. You're in that room. What's in that room? Look what's at the walls. How does it smell? You're in your old room. And there, look at the bed. There is a little child sitting at the bed, maybe 4 or 5 years old. And if you come a little bit closer and you look at this child, it's you. It's the little tiny version of you. That's your inner child. That's you. And you smile at each other and you greet each other. And you sit next to this little child, this little version of you on the bed. And you put your arm around this child. And you look each other deeply in the eyes. And you start talking to that child. Ask that child, what are you scared of? What are you worried about? Ask that little version of you, 4 or 5 years old. What is worrying you? What is scaring you? What makes you feel unhappy? What makes you feel happy? What do you love? Ask that little child, that little version of you, your inner child. And listen to what it has to say. Maybe it's something sad, something painful that kid is telling you. You listen as the responsible adult. You are the parent to your inner child. You are the person who best understands this inner child. The only person who can really truly understand this inner child. And now you tell this little version of yourself, you tell your inner child, I am here to be your parent. I am always on your side. I am always here for you. I believe you. I love you. I protect you. I believe in you. I trust you. I understand you. I'm on your side always. I protect you always. I love you always, no matter what. Exactly as you are, I love you. And then you tell this little child, look at me now, I'm an adult. And now as an adult, I do not have to fight for love anymore. I do not have to prove anything to anyone. Nothing and no one can hurt me. And nothing and no one can hurt you. I'm here for you. And maybe you want to tell this little version of yourself about your life today. Tell this little version, say, today I have friends. I have people around me who love me. Look at this. This is my apartment. This is my house. I have a phone. I make my own money. I have food to eat every day. I can do what I want in my free time. You don't have to be scared anymore. Nobody can hurt you anymore. And you don't have to fight for love and attention anymore. Because I love you always and I'm always here for you. You don't have to prove how good you are, how smart you are, how pretty you are. You don't have to prove anything because I love you exactly as you are. And I trust you, I believe you. And then you tell this little child, say, you are enough. You are enough. And I am enough. I am enough exactly as I am. You are enough exactly as you are. We are lovable. I am lovable. And everything is possible and available to us. We are enough. We are lovable. Everything is available to us. Everything is possible. I am enough. You're enough. I'm lovable. You are lovable. We are a team. I'm your parent now. And I know what you need. And I trust you. And I believe you. And I protect you. And I love you no matter what. Unconditionally, forever. And you feel how this little kid is feeling relieved. And you hug each other again. And you tell the kid, I'm here anytime, just call me. When you are scared, when you're worried, when you can't get what you want. When you feel insecure, when you don't believe in yourself, when someone treats you badly, I'm here, just call me, I'll come. And I'll tell you, you're enough. I tell you, you're lovable. I tell you, you're lovable exactly as you are, and everything is possible. And with that, you hug each other. Both of you are feeling safe and connected. And you turn around and you take the first step off the staircase and you start running up the stairs. You're so happy you connected. You're so happy you met. You're so happy you told that little inner child that you're there. That you're the parent now. And that you're enough. And you run up the stairs, run up the stairs, run up the stairs, and you are back. You bring your hands together. And then you hug yourself. Give yourself a hug. Tell yourself, I am enough. I am loved. Everything is available to me. And with this, you come back. Anytime during the day, when certain thoughts come up, certain memories come up, certain emotions come up, you can do that in any situation, any time of the day. You just imagine you're talking to the little version of yourself, you're talking to your inner child. Imagine this inner child next to you, you're holding hands, you look down, you say, don't worry about anything. You're okay. I'm here for you. You're enough. Don't have to worry about anything. Don't be scared. Any time of the day, you can do that. That helps you to resolve trauma, to resolve unresolved emotional baggage. That helps you to purify your bodies, to purify your mind, to be free. All right. We can talk more about that. And like I said, in the inner revolution, we really dive into that and resolve all the old stuff unnecessary. It's not needed anymore because the past is the past and you do not want your past to dictate your presence.